Whether you are new to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is the place for the honest answers to your questions. Naturally Savvy with registered holistic nutritionist Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis on RadioMD.com.
Naturally Savvy, we like to help you be the healthiest that you can be on Naturally Savvy on RadioMD and on NaturallySavvy.com. So there is something very special happening, and my lovely co-host Andrea is going to bring us in and tell us about it.
Yes, we at Naturally Savvy are launching challenges. We want to help everybody get healthy, and you can go to challenges.naturallysavvy.com, or you can even go to naturallysavvy.com, and there is challenges at the top in the navigation bars, and you could start taking a challenge today and really start changing your life for the better. And today, I'm really excited to have on Andrea Ruse. She took our challenges, and one of our challenges, and I've really worked with her as well in terms of helping her turn around her the way she eats and kind of just change it up a little bit and help her with her lifestyle. So welcome to our show, Andrea, and we're really excited to have you here.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
All right, so let's jump right in. Tell us a little bit about, you know, what these challenges have meant to you in terms of changing what you're eating, how you're looking at food, and really looking at packaged foods in a different way.
Well, I have to tell you that, first of all, I used to, you know, I would look at a label and I would look at fat, carbs, and basically that was it. Fat and carbs were like, and calories were my main things. And what the challenge and what you have taught me is that, yes, those things are important, but there are things on that label that are even more important. And that is things like food coloring and, you know, all of the artificial ingredients that are in food that I never even really thought of. And the amazing thing is that now my kids are actually turning over the label and looking at the same things, and our priorities of what we're eating have completely changed. And, you know, I have to thank you for that, because it's so important. You know, of course, we all want to lose weight. We all want to, you know, look good, but it's the stuff that's inside of us that I didn't really pay attention to that I think is key.
It makes such a huge difference. Well, walk us through the challenge. Tell us what it was like and share about it. I went on and I looked at all of them. Andrea, I have to say, co-host Andrea, I'm incredibly impressed. But I'd love to hear more detail and share that with our audience.
Well, go ahead, Andrea.
Go ahead. So basically, the one that I did was about food coloring and artificial flavors. And so Andrea takes you through, it's a great little video that you watch, and Andrea kind of explains everything to you, and then afterwards you get a little quiz, which I always love taking those quizzes anyway, and it you know, it helps you cement what you have just seen and really helps you understand what you've just seen and heard.
Yeah, and I think that's the key, and I love that you said that, Andrea, so I'm happy that's what you felt was helpful to you. Is, you know, for so many years, Lisa and Andrea, as people used to say to me, oh, can you come to my house? Can you come over? Just tell me what to eat. Just tell me what to do. Tell me what's bad for me. Tell me what's good for me. Just show me. So we thought, you know, what a great way to really teach people and hold their hand into teaching them how to get healthier and choose better options is to launch these challenges. So what Andrea said is she took the quiz, and there's different steps to it. There's only three steps. Really simple, right, Andrea? Didn't you find it was really simple in terms of, it's not overwhelming and it's simple to go through? Okay, good. So simple to go through it. And then in the second step is the offenders, where you can really tell us, go into your fridge, go into a cupboard, go into a store, tell us one product that you've been eating a lot of that has a, you know, one of the bad ingredients in it. And then in step three, we talk about healthier options. And I think at the end of the day, that's what people want to know, right, Andrea? Don't you want to know what those healthier options are? Because it makes our decision making easier.
Well, I'll tell you, if I were to take out every single junk food item in my cupboard, my kids would probably, you know, lose it. So I have to give them something to replace those terrible ingredients with. And believe it or not, there are actually some options out there. And by reading the label and understanding what you're looking at and what you're looking for, it makes choosing an alternative that much easier.
That's true. And of course, there's always Unjunk Your Junk Food, wonderful resource from Andrea.
Yeah, thank you, Lisa. Yeah.
And my daughter is the same way. She has a wicked bad sweet tooth. And I just make sure that none of the scary seven ingredients are in there. And then she can have it. Now, I don't want her to have too much and we don't want to go crazy. But, you know, I grew up with a mother and people listening are like, oh, here she goes again. Who was a total health nut, dragged mm-hmm. me to the health food store in the 70s. Everything smelled like carob and they didn't have the selection they have now. And I ended up eating so much junk food at friends' houses and spending all of my allowance on Girl Scout cookies. I mean, I had a huge stash of those Thin Mints. Oh, my goodness. I wouldn't touch them with a 10-foot pole now, but they have natural alternatives. And again, you can find those in Unjunk Your Junk Food. Go to the health food store and read the labels, and that way you can still have a treat.
Well, I think at the end of the day, and Andrea, you could correct me as well or chime in too, is that I think most people think when they think of organic or non-GMO or healthy food, a lot of them think, oh, no taste, or it's not going to even come close to the conventional product that my kids eat all the time. And in some cases, it's true because of the fact those are chemicals that our kids are eating or that we're used to eating, right? And they're artificial ingredients that have trained our tongue into something that doesn't naturally occur in nature. So when we have these healthier options, and there are so many great companies out there that make healthier options for some of the most common things that we eat on a regular basis. So I think it's a matter of retraining our taste buds, right, Andrea? Would you say that, you know, when you first introduced some of these options, were your kids resistant? Were they like, oh, wow, this tastes just the same? Or maybe it's giving it to them more option. Tell us a little bit about your experience about that.
Well, it's funny that Lisa said about the whole carob thing in the 1970s. And, you know, I mean, that's how I was, you know, I kind of resisted this sort of change because that's how my interpretation of health food stores was. But it's completely different now. I mean, there are gummies that are actually okay for the kids to eat. You know, there's all that. There's candy even that is, you know, it doesn't have any of those terrible chemically ingredients, and they're sweetened naturally, and they're sweet, and they're colored naturally. So it's not such a stretch to give those to my kids. And truthfully, I'm not resistant either because I also have a bit of a sweet tooth. So it just, it makes it so much easier knowing that, you know, there is an alternative out there. And I don't have to, it's not deny, deny, deny. It's actually replace, replace, replace.
Oh, I love that. That's such a great way to put
it. I love
that.
Andrea, we're going to use that.
Co-host Andrea, tell us a little bit. What are the other challenges people can take?
So there's 10 challenges in total. There's a scary seven challenge. So like Andrea mentioned, the artificial colors, flavors, all the scary seven ingredients. There's also a non-GMO challenge. So if you're looking to remove GMOs or genetically modified organisms from your diet, you can remove them as well. There's a gluten-free challenge and there's an omega-3 challenge. So how to improve our omega-3 fats in our diet. And we've got some great partners on board. We've got Melt Organic. We've got Barbara's. We've got Barleen's, Bigelow Tea, Uncle Matt's, Lily of the Desert, and Nature's Flavors. And it's really these companies that are making a difference and offering these healthier options that are helping to support companies like us who are helping others get healthy. So it's really exciting. And Andrea, you know, I'm so happy that you went through the challenge and you took the artificial colors challenge, because I do believe that's going to be a popular one with moms with kids, because like you said, I mean, candies like Surf Sweets that don't have artificial colors in them are huge for the children. So I do, you know, I love that you took it. I love that it's changed your life for the better. And I thank you, you know, thank you so much for sharing it with us today.
And thank you. And thank you, you know, on behalf of my kids, because it's made them so much more aware of what they're putting in their bodies.
Well, that's perfect. And now, like we like to say it, Naturally Savvy, is the real work really begins now, Andrea. So, you know, continue doing the great work you're doing. And thank you for supporting Naturally Savvy and the challenges. And if you want to follow Andrea, she's actually a radio announcer. She's got the most beautiful voice on radio. You can learn more about her at AndreaRuse.com. And you can also follow her on Twitter at AndreaRuse, R-O-O-Z. I'm Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, everyone. Have a beautiful day. Take one of our challenges and stay well.